today that Bank of America was planning to charge $59 a year for fees on using their debit cards. Apparently, the new finance laws are going to cut back the swipe fees from an average of 44 cents a card used to a cap of about 2 bits. Banks were pulling $19 billion from these small print fees, but now they'll only get barely over $10 billion. Down here at the fiscally challenged South End, we had an ATM machine at Tyee store for a while. $3 fee for every transaction. You'd see folks extracting $10 to pay for their cigarettes and lottery tickets and think, holy moly, that's a usury fee of 30%. But they pay for it later. Actually, it just sort of disappears from their account, and I suspect they never really bother to do the math. The banks are betting that these same folks won't notice and won't care. These are the same financial giants who gave folks subprime loans without one thought concerning their ability to make long-term payments. These are the monetary wizards headhunted from our physics departments who gave us our current recession and who took TARP money but never plowed it back into a recovery. These are the folks who decry government regulation and pretty much live by the motto, buyer beware. I guess it's hard to demonize the folks my neighbors use to run their transactions at the local stores. They run their credit cards and pay the minimum monthly payment. They swipe, but they never gripe. They lost their job, lost their savings, lost their house. But they'll pay the $5 a month debit card fee, and when the time comes, and it will, they'll use the pawn shop for a loan. Eventually, they'll go to the payday loan or money tree and pay huge usury fees, all legal, all sanctioned, all owned, guess what, by our mega banks. The poor get poorer, that much is true. They need to get smarter. Probably why we're making all those cuts in education is all I can figure.